I have to watch Peaky Blinders and subtitles because they're fucking.
Oi.
How do they sound like they're sucking dick? Are we recording this? I hope so. It's on his list that he'll never get to.
Mike's list is like fucking chapter seven.
Mike's list looks like his notes for shows.
Yeah. Drawn out and fucking boring as fuck.
He didn't hear what I said.
It's fine. Everybody else will. He will when it is because we're recording already.
Oh, that's right. He's going to go in and edit this, huh?
Uh-huh. Welcome to Circle of Jerks. I'm your host, the one and only Bobby D. In the studio with me today is Ryan and Steve.
Fuck, dude.
Brian is missing. Steve is back from his black lung, maybe. He just started the coughing. Iron lung.
I got the black lung, pop.
You know, you can lube up your throat. There's a way to do that. You said you got a dry throat. Just lube it up, you know? Sure, you got...
Lube it up and get new strings, just like the guitar.
Yep. Yeah. Gross.
Is that a thing?
That's your vocal cord. Your vocal cord.
Yeah, because it's chords, right? Yeah. Yeah. We're doctors. Scientists.
What the fuck are you guys doing over there? I don't even care.
Jerking each other off?
What? That makes sense. Turn off the blue. I can hear him over here.
Trust me. I'm a professional. I've been doing this 100 years. Just fucked up the whole beginning of the show, but don't worry. It's on YouTube.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Blue.
Fuck it. Do it live. Yeah. We're not like other podcasts. We actually do radio. So what you hear is what we do. You guys want to hear the new term of the week?
Fuck me.
New term?
Like, term
like, is it, wait, is it a new...
Do you know what earthquaking is?
No.
Is it like that thing that Mormons do? The
100%.
Are you shitting me? Am I right?
Earthquaking.
Oh, do tell.
Okay, so earthquaking, for those uninitiated, because Mormons can't have sex at BYU, one of the rules, I guess, they do soaking.
Right, right.
Where you put the penis in the vagina. I'm doing technical terms.
Isn't that fucking?
No. Not if you just put it in.
That's penetration. So technically that would.
No. Just listen. It's called soaking.
Yeah.
What is that?
So, quaking is where, Ryan, you would be on the top bunk inside of a girl. And I'm with you on the bottom bunk, kicking the bottom bunk to simulate.
I thought that was just soaking. I mean, soaking is just if you're just in there, but there's no motion.
No motion. So the quaking,
okay,
is if somebody else does the motion for you. So okay. We're having technical difficulties, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear like a.
I hear constant, the humming too.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was
me. No, it's not. It's not just you. It's everybody.
It's a constant buzzing.
Yeah. There we have a buzzing.
It's a bee in the system.
Yeah. Getting loose there. So.
Oh, there it goes. It's gone.
It just disappeared. Was it the microwave?
Oh, my God. Mike's making some fucking pizza rolls and it fucked up our show.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. All of a sudden.
Fucking combo pizza rolls and
during the or break, bagel bites. He rewired the whole studio into the microwave.
Motherfucker's making bagel bites, dude. It fucked up.
Yeah, he's like, it's never happened before until my
show. This show's a shit show.
If I didn't hear the beeping, I would have had no clue what it was.
I was like, what the fuck is that noise?
I could watch you walk it, looking around on the camera.
I'm like, what the
fuck? So.
That's funny.
Yeah. Rewired.
He rewired the microwave.
Microwave.
So when we start talking, the microwave kicks on.
Actually, yes, we are powering the microwave with our voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so quaking is basically where you're soaking and somebody kicks the bed underneath you to simulate the actual, like, kind of motion in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That way you can get away with not having sex.
I'm sorry, but the penis goes in the vagina. That's sex.
Penis goes in any, like, if one of you, it'd be like, we're not gay, Ryan, because your penis just went in my butt and you didn't fuck.
Yeah, that's not how it works. It's penetration.
That's just butt soaking, I thought.
That's butt soaking.
Butt soaking?
I'm sorry, dude. That's,
I mean, isn't that just fudge packing?
I thought at BYU they put it in the butt because that's technically not having sex. That's what I thought.
The fact that somewhere, somehow, some kids thought that this was like some loophole in which to be exploited.
Yeah.
I give him an A for effort.
Yeah.
But a fucking F for like execution.
For fucking. They're fucking. Okay. I don't care what kind of terminology. That's fucking. As soon as the dick goes into the vagina like this. That's fucking.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, mine's bigger than that, but yeah. Well, not much, but not much, but it is. But yeah, like
I hope you're fucking bigger vaginas than that too.
That's not very deep vagina, but
I'm just talking about circumference.
Oh, well, it spreads out. You know,
like watermelon, right? That's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, that's how kids come out of them. That's
your penis or the vagina.
I'm Mr.
Well,
Mom.
Half a kid comes out of the penis.
Technically, it's not really not a kid. It's more of like a tadpole. More of a tadpole shoots out of there.
When does life start, Brian?
Let's not get into that fucking conversation. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Well, when does life start? What year did you get divorced, Ryan?
Well,
well, in Ryan's case, we know when it ends. It's when all those kids hit the toilet bowl.
That's true. When you flush them down the toilet. So technically, life starts... Not then, for me, because I've killed a lot of kids then. A lot of whacking off.
Yeah. Newest mass murderer.
Genocide over here. Yeah. Is it genocide if it's killing your own?
Are you against, like, are you a Nazi if you're a Jew and you beat off and you kill all those Jew kids?
Wow. I'm not touching that one.
Well, no, because you're the only Nazi in here, so it makes sense.
I'm not. I am for...
I am not a Nazi.
I am for the masturbation. I can't do accents.
Why is that? I'm a Nazi.
No, say you're for the Jews masturbating to kill genocide.
Why is it that you think the Jews are genocide for masturbating? That's not a very good German accent.
No, we're horrible at accents.
That was fucked. Yeah. Usually I can do a decent German
accent. We need to use AI.
Oh, AI for German accents.
Yeah, we need to throw in some ChatGPT here.
I'm not very good at certain impressions for sure, but like the German one is either like I get clicked in and I can do German like really good.
Yeah, who's the Nazi?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Sieg Heil, you know, like I can do a German accent really.
I can do Hitler speeches flawlessly.
Like
Jesus Christ.
I can do it. That's the one that I can do really well, but I have to click into it. It's really, really weird.
You gotta
reach deep into my Aryan, you know, race.
I call my ancestors.
Right.
It's really weird. Like some of them I can do okay, but that like accent I can do pretty well. The other one is like some sort of like
Japanese.
Not Japanese, like an Asian. You order now. You pick up food. Get out now. You stand in store all day. Like I can do that one pretty good.
That sounds like Korean.
It's more Vietnamese.
Okay.
It's Vietnamese. It's more Vietnamese.
We're going to hell.
Nah, not really. I mean, if we are, then we'll all be there together.
We're already there.
Yeah,
I think.
Fuck it. We're all there together.
Yeah, this is it.
Look, man, if you're going to go to hell for shit like that, then there's some people that are worse than us.
Apparently you're not going to hell for earthquaking.
No, absolutely. I'm fucking. I'm fucking. There ain't no earthquaking.
Yeah. So, speaking of going to hell, I found a new Reddit for us.
Oh, God.
It is called AITAH.
Yeah, am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole?
That's new to you?
First of all, I don't know if this is a good one because as soon as whatever we put there, we're clearly
there.
No.
I want to do advice columns based out of
Oh, God.
We have people asking for advice here.
Hit me a couple questions.
Hit me with a couple questions. Let's see here. Let's go. This one was posted 8 hours ago. Again, I don't know if these are good or not, but am I the asshole for going out with friends for the weekend after my wife locked me out of my bedroom and gave me the silent treatment? Every once in a while I do something to piss my wife off. Rather than communicate with me about the issue, she will ignore it for a few days. If she's really pissed, she'll lock me out of the bedroom. Then when everything is back to normal, she will say what I did wasn't actually my fault. It wasn't that bad as she thought. For example, one of her coffee mugs was broken. Instead of asking me what happened, I got the treatment.
Yeah.
Turned out she had a friend over and her best friend's kid knocked the mug over.
Now imagine this. Hold on, Bob. I got to cut you off on this one. Imagine this. This is your situation. Now, we don't know how long this dude's been married, right?
No.
But this is, if this is the behavior, this is going to continue forever.
This is exactly what I was going to say.
Until the day you die.
Look, first of all, if she's
emotionally immature.
I was going to use stupid, but emotionally immature.
She has a very low emotional IQ.
If she's locking you out of the bedroom, first of all, if I'm getting locked out of the bedroom, my ass is going to go do something. I'm not fucking, or I'm going to go play video games or something. Like, I don't, right. Like, if you're that
you're locking
immature,
me out of the bedroom going down and masturbating.
Yeah.
Porn.
If you're that immature, then you should not get upset. Especially too, when it sounds like most of the time it's some bullshit she made up in her own head. And you broke my mug. Well, no, actually, I didn't break your mug. And now you're locking me out of the bedroom like I'm fucking four.
This just sounds like a situation where the dude's just going to be
walking. Sounds like get a divorce, bro.
He's going to be walking on eggshells. And so, no, he is not the asshole.
No, not the asshole.
He is not the asshole. In fact,
I'm all cool with him going out with his boys. Fuck that. I need, like, a lot of times, too, I am so okay with, you know, hey, I need to go get some air. I need to go cool off. I need to, go do that. That there's nothing wrong with that. Now, obviously, if he's going out and fucking going to the strip club, and that might be a different story. But like, go and if she's that emotionally immature, dude.
Well, yeah,
that's
and
ridiculous.
It's not like you're gonna be able to turn to her and be like, when she does cool down, right, and she's back in her wise mind and not
her sage mind.
It's not gonna be a conversation where you can just say, hey, listen, this happens quite often, and every time you go into attack mode and you don't communicate clearly what you're feeling or thinking, or even giving me the opportunity to, whether it's even mount a defense or just have a discussion, that conversation is never going to be happening. It's not possible. So
I agree. I think the guy's not the asshole at all.
Yeah, no, he should get a lawyer. Asshole. He should get a lawyer.
Yep. Divorce.
All right. So, Ryan, this might, you've told this story kind of like this before. So this one might be an interesting one.
Okay. Get my take on this one.
My girlfriend has a record of all the guys she's been with, including intimate details. I find it disturbing. Am I the asshole for breaking up over this? My girlfriend, who is a 20-year-old female, has a record of all the guys she's been with. Personally, I think it's creepy, but her friends disagree. Basically, me and my partner attended a small get-together last weekend with some of her friends, and the topic of relationships came up. At first, nothing too explicit, with a few jokes here and there, until one of my girlfriend's friends forgot the details about her ex and suddenly pulls up notes in her app to reveal a list of what seems to be guys' names and a brief description.
No.
She started scrolling until she finds out what's going on. My girlfriend sees this and gets her phone out, too. I glance over and I see a similar list with corresponding numbers and rankings next to each guy, as well as intimate details, including sex, his private parts, his interests. They begin sharing stories and comparing their relationship. At the time, I was trying to be chill, but deep down, I feel really weirded out. After the party, I went to tell her how it was. She said I was pretty much at the bottom when it comes to dick size.
I find it
creepy to write about somebody's genitalia like that. Now I am worried about my own privacy. Am I the asshole for breaking up?
Absolutely not. And this is really interesting to me, and because I've heard about this type of shit before. First of all, why are you keeping that list? What, like, if it's a list of people you've been with to keep track of how many people you've been with,
I think everybody
story.
To some, well, let's not say everybody, but I would argue a large portion of people keep a mental log.
Yeah. I don't need to write it down.
Whether or not you can maybe remember all the names, unless you're just out there fucking like crazy, right? Yeah. There's usually some sort of a mental list.
But the thing is here, the thing that disturbs me about this is that if it's a list of like, okay, I was with this guy, like to keep track of how many people you've been with, that's a different story.
What if it's Trish the Dish, where you're like keeping track but scoring?
That's what she's doing. She's clearly
Scoring?
She's
Bob, is she scoring?
That's what she said. That's what he said. There's dick size, scoring.
She's Trish the Dish.
She's writing
a book.
That's bullshit.
She's writing a book, man.
No, she's not. She's 20. She ain't writing no books.
Trish was under
20. She's probably a liberal arts major in fucking, goes to whatever school.
Yeah, Trish.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
You guy from Fashionably Male.
In the back of a Volkswagen.
In the back of a Volkswagen.
Someplace uncomfortable.
Calling out New Kids on the Block names.
I
call me Donnie. Call me Donnie.
Call me Donnie.
I'm telling you right now, that's bullshit. And I don't blame the dude for breaking up.
So let me ask you this. Let's say the roles were reversed. And it's no different than it's no different than you know the notches on the bedpost, you know, and guys, you know, talking about their conquests. The
guys don't do that.
They talk about conquests. Yeah, give me a fucking break.
But sure, but I don't keep a list on my phone of all my conquests.
Yeah, it's bullshit. I agree.
It's bullshit. I agree. I personally like this one. This one hits like really. I don't like this. Is bullshit. Like the fact that she has to keep that, and then her friend has one too, which means it's her friend's group that is the reason that that's a thing. Usually,
Then there's girl talk and maybe some competitiveness. Yeah.
By the way, at 20, if you're scrolling through lists, what kind of whore are you?
Yeah.
But again, if the
if
the roles were reversed, guys, if the roles were reversed and it was a bunch of 20-year-old dudes, would we be saying the same thing about a bunch of 20-year-old dudes?
But I just don't dudes making lists like this.
Lists aside.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the list. The fact that he broke up with her because she has a list of dick sizes and names.
So she was just out there banging 40, 50 guys.
I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't give a fuck about that. Yeah.
So you draw the line at lists.
Yeah, I don't. Look, who you fucked before me is your own business.
What if you were number one on that list?
Oh, then clearly I'm fucking awesome. But
would you care about the list?
There's no need for a list. If I'm number one and you're with one.
If I conquered all and beat that pussy up so
might
bad,
as well delete
one,
that fucking delete list, that list. Because clearly I got the Kong dick. So,
but what if the rest of the 39 were like, you know, so-so, and you just barely beat out so-so? You're still number one.
I'm gonna
say something. Ask any racer. Any real racer, you win by an inch.
Like speed
racer?
You
win by a mile.
Ricky Bobby?
Winning's winning. Okay? If I win by a quarter of an inch or I win by a fucking 3 inches, winning's winning.
But what if she still has that appetite for, you know,
mediocre cock?
The Indy 500. I think you just sprayed that fucking guitar and now those strings are just going to rust.
Oh my God, I just spit my drink out all
everywhere.
It takes.
Oh my God,
that is gross.
The way you said mediocre cock, I literally lost my fucking shit.
Mediocre cock.
Oh man.
Drinks will now be banned in the studio along with Michael Ace.
Oh my God. The thing is, the reason I'm so the thing that I'm so like,
I find every cock mediocre,
including my own.
I mean, hey, look, if the list is all mediocre and I'm at the top, I'm still number one. I think it's bullshit. And
well, if there's a bunch of 3.8s on there and you come along with your 4.2, you're going to be like, winning's winning. But
baby.
If she's going, I know there's something more out there. I know there's some sevens and eights.
Go date a black guy. Of course there's seven and eights out there.
But I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, let's every girl that I've talked to. Okay.
Let's peel back to foreskin.
Yeah. Every girl that I've ever talked to, anything over 8 is like getting killed.
You're not even in the vag, dude. You're in the cervix. You're in the cervix, like pounding the uteral wall.
So like, it's just absolutely destroying her fucking her body. That's the thing. I have it's really funny. I don't know. In January, I went to SHOT Show is in Vegas, but it's the same time as the AVN.
SHOT Show?
Well, it's
I know.
It's the same time as the AVN.
Oh, same week.
It's the same week. So you know, of course my buddy's like, dude, we should go to the AVN. We should go. Like, if it weren't $90 to get in for a day, I would probably would have went. If it was like 60, I would have went. 90 was like rough, dude. And I was like, and then
it's cheaper than SDCC.
That's very true. And I see more tits too. But the thing is,
your chance of getting fucked by a female there too.
Or that's very true. But you know, on my feed, it was all like porn shit because I was literally like on, you know, your phone listens to you, right?
It knows you're in Vegas.
Yeah. And it knows you're in Vegas and knows the AVN's there. So I saw, you know, there's a lot of stuff on Instagram now where guys will do like interviews with like porn stars and stuff and like to put reels out, right?
Mm-hmm. They're just like, I just like the thicker cocks. The big ones hurt too much.
Yeah, dude, every girl.
Be filled out, not filled up.
Every girl's like, if it's over 8, I'm out. I'm like, okay, so there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
There's 3.5 to 4 inches of chance.
Yes. To circle back to the original thing, the guy's not an asshole for breaking up with that girl. I am maybe someone else might be a little less lenient with something like that. But for me, that's not cool. That makes me feel like shit because
I think that's fair.
Yeah. It makes me feel like shit. And I don't need you ranking your past boyfriends and I'm your current boyfriend.
You just don't want to hear people talk about their old shit anyways.
No, like, I don't need to know about that
you're
shit.
You're reminiscing.
Well, yeah. And to think that this is not a new thing, right? For decades.
No, it's
and
been
decades,
happening for a while.
Women did this. They just did it in a journal, right? They just did it in their diary.
Ryan's a 4.3.
He's a 4.3 with a mediocre cock. You know, that's just how it went down. But now you have technology and who, dude, there's probably Pinterest up the, of rate, you know, ranking dicks.
There's an app.
There's an app.
I guarantee there's some sort of Reddit.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Am I the asshole for divorcing my husband because our kids don't get along?
Oh, so they both had kids from a previous marriage?
Yeah, here we go. I am 34. I have a daughter named May who's 14. I got married to my husband, Jim, 6 years ago. He has a daughter, Penny, who's 15 from his first marriage. My husband passed away 7 years ago, and I met Jim soon after. The girls never got along, but we thought once they get to know each other, everything would be better, but that just didn't happen. After they started high school, things got worse. Penny tried to bully May every chance she got. So I'm not saying May is completely innocent, but it just made Penny uncomfortable. Penny looked for every opportunity to torment May. However, at school, May had a ton of friends that would protect her. You know, so they go on and tell this whole story. And the night I talked and told him I was filing divorce, we can continue to watch our daughters be in pain. He told me we would get through this, and I asked him not to make it harder than it already is. And I'm visiting the lawyer in the morning. I love Penny, him and Penny very much, but May is still my priority. Is there something I can do about this? I'm just looking for advice.
I'll defer to you, Bob, because you have a kid. But like for me, if you are a single parent, okay, and you're dating another single parent, the first priority isn't the partner; it's your child.
On either side of the fence.
Either side of the fence. So for her, I don't think she's the asshole in this one. That she's doing what's best for her kid. Now, if
7 years.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, it's been a long time.
That's a long time. They should have like, but the problem is it's because you know the scenario is like, oh, step like if it was a step brother.
Well, there's no
step brother.
The thing is, there's
got stuck in the you know the.
There's
the
a
dryer.
Lack. There's a lack of discipline for whatever reason. So to your point, there's a lack of parental engagement from the appropriate parent. But this is not
a new thing.
It's not an uncommon thing. And eventually, when those children get older and wiser, they will generally come back around and realize like, hey, I was an asshole.
But nothing's worth as a kid
let me play devil's advocate because somebody's always got to argue the other point here. If not, it just kind of ruins the whole flow of the show.
Or we could just all agree and nothing.
I know. but I do have a good counterpoint.
Okay.
Here.
Okay.
Oh, like
do siblings always get along?
No, but the thing obviously, so she doesn't, she leaves out a lot of details. Like, first of all, high school is ruthless. Okay.
It is.
If I'm getting bullied by my own stepsister in high school, that's fucking ruthless.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's been done or what the bullying is, but it sounds like it's fairly extreme for her to be like, I want a divorce. So I'm giving the benefit of the doubt. Now, yes, Bobby, you're correct. You're 1000% correct, but I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt that whatever it is not cool.
And I understand, like, probably in this day and age, it's a little bit different than when we grew up. It's like my brother or sister's bullying me. My mom or dad's probably going to kick their ass.
Yeah.
Right.
And leave the little one alone.
But it's no different. And I went through this. I don't think you've had this happen, Ryan, but I went through this. It happens with animals, right? If you have an animal and then you start dating someone and then they have an animal.
Yeah, sure.
Introducing those two animals together,
really weird.
It especially cats, can be really tough.
Yeah.
And it just comes down to behaviors.
Yeah. And I obviously there's circumstances we don't know. Like, she leaves a lot out in that. But
yeah,
like,
the way you got to introduce them is put them in separate rooms. You got to put their scent in each other's room.
And then if they pee on the floor, you rub their nose in it.
Correct. I think that's what they didn't do.
Penny probably peed on the floor and May rubbed her nose in it. That's fuck. She fucked up, man.
You rub both their noses in it, and then they both know don't fucking pee on the floor.
Don't pee on the floor, or we're gonna
get a divorce.
Or we're gonna it's your fault. We got a divorce.
They need to call that cat dude on Discovery Channel.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Call him up.
I just there's a lot of circumstances.
That's how you control pussy.
Yeah. It is.
Now, see, I was thinking when you said, you know, I have a daughter. I was thinking, well, the dude has a son, and it's a porn.
Look, it's a porn. I try to balance in the pervy ones with like real ones, so we don't look like complete assholes. But am I an asshole for asking my boyfriend to use lube before he fucked me? This is such an embarrassing post, so I'll try to keep it short. My boyfriend and I, both 18, were in our bed about to have sex.
Yeah,
we were making out for a few minutes, like grinding and whatever.
Yeah, dry humping.
But I still wasn't wet. I don't know why, because I was like ready so turned on.
Fucked.
I'm actually reading word for word here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was adding to it.
Well, no, I didn't want you thinking that I did the Valley Girl thing just because.
Oh, but okay. You're like reading. Actually, oh my God. Like it was like, I was so turned on.
I was just so turned on.
I wanted his big fat cock.
And then I asked him if we could use lube because I just wasn't wet and it was gonna hurt without it. He got really insulted and just basically saying that he doesn't turn me on, which is just not true. He was upset with me and he was like acting like I said something so bad when all I wanted was like lube. What the fuck? He just left and he was being pissy with me ever since. Did I do anything wrong?
No, so she is not the asshole.
He's the asshole.
He's the asshole because here's the deal. Even if he's turning her on and she starts off wet, you have to know when was her period last.
First of all.
Because after a period, they're going to have dryness. And even if it wasn't relative to a period, it doesn't matter. You want her to be comfortable. You don't want to inconvenience.
The point is
pussy
they're both
wet enough. It hurts me too.
Correct. The point is they're both 18 and they're not sexually experienced. If a girl would say that to me now, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Like, no biggie. I'll just go grab some. Like, it's not.
Isn't it weird when you were young and like trying to have sex, the things that were
there was no hurdles though. Yeah. I didn't feel there was hurdles other than it was,
but it's like,
whatever I got to do.
Yeah. But he's right. But Bobby's right. Like it's when you're younger, it's all these weird things that like weird you out.
When I was younger, I was also desperate enough that she said she wanted lube. I'm fucking going down the Jiffy lube, dumping oil. Yeah. I'm getting anything.
I'm like, what do you want? 10W30, 5W50. Which weight of oil?
I got this Coke. Yeah. I got spit's
the best one personally.
Some toilet water.
Well, spit
up
on the old hand and fucking give her.
That's how you get chlamydia, Bobby.
What? Toilet water?
You don't want that, man.
When I was 16, I wouldn't have done anything.
The point is
chlamydia. Chlamydia? Is that the one I can get rid of? Yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
It's getting harder and harder according to the science out there.
Well, you know, when I was 16, it was 96. It was a different time for STDs.
Yeah, now the injections or whatever the fuck apparently don't work or not working as effectively.
The thing is, like,
super clap.
He's a dick. He's an asshole. For that. I mean, like, dude, your girlfriend wants to fuck, dude. Like, do whatever you can
and find somebody that's willing to lube you up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Lots of lube.
Find an older man that'll lube you up.
Jesus,
but not too old because then it's creepy.
Then that's getting weird. Yeah,
they're of age.
Yeah, Jesus. Still though. Unless Leo's out there, he's probably like, I got lube.
He's got a boatload of lube. He's got Titanic worth of lube.
Yeah, his yacht's actually just called lube. Speaking of Leo, in Hollywood, California's minimum wage shocks fast food workers because, you know, fast food restaurants just started closing today because they didn't want to pay the $20 minimum wage.
Fucking stupid.
$20 minimum wage. Another California small business and its workers seemed to suffering at the hands of the enacted $20 minimum wage. They showed up to work today and the restaurant just decided to close instead of fucking paying them.
Good for them.
Which restaurant was this, Bob?
Hopefully McDonald's.
No, it was something called Faster's. It's like a local California thing.
Good for them.
I mean, if it's a local place, that's a little bit different. But I'll tell you what, I just saw a statistic the other day that McDonald's has doubled in price or tripled in price in the last 10 years. Uh-huh. And that does not jive with the rate of wage increasing for that. So all that's been happening is the cost has been going up, which means who's getting all that extra cheddar? It's not the employees. So now that some of these fast food places are actually paying $20 an hour to allow people to actually fucking live, or maybe not even live,
$20
right?
an hour is only $40,000
yeah,
a year.
Yeah, in this economy, they're fucked still, right? But at least, you know, more than what they want to be paying them. And they're still
bitching.
They
can't even afford their own food at their restaurant.
No, they can't. And the food has gone downhill. It's garbage. So it's like...
It was never
like
really
if the three
good.
Of us was to order McDonald's right now, we're probably talking minimum $37-40.
Yeah, for all three of us, for 100%. Sure.
100%. I went there a while. It's been a while, but I went there and for like just a regular meal, not even upsized, just like a medium.
Yeah.
It was like $14. Yeah.
Dude, Taco Bell, I used to be able to go to Taco Bell for $7.
No, it's like 20.
Yeah. Like now 20. It's $19 if I want to eat by myself. I'm like, first of all, going to Taco Bell was supposed to be cheap. Like now,
like I can still get better Mexican food at some Etos right around the corner.
Filiberto's, yeah. Man. Filiberto's or
Filiberto's fucks my stomach up.
Yeah, but man,
at least it's full.
Any of the Birdos.
Oof. And some of those ones are rough, bro.
But so Taco Bell, it's went from what to what for your chalupa meals or whatever you get?
Like, I usually like my go-to at Taco Bell, usually Crunchwrap, a chicken quesadilla, and two tacos. Okay. That was
$74.
Like $74. That it used to be like $7-8.
$7-8 easy.
And now it's $19 to $20. It's more than that.
The last time I had went to Taco Bell, it's been a while on that one too. To your point, I would just get three hard shell
Supreme for 39-cent tacos.
Yep.
Hard shell Supreme tacos and the little bag of nachos.
Yeah.
I don't even want the drink. Yeah, 99 cents. No. But just those three tacos and that, you know, maybe $5-6.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Mm-mm. That's
it's $15.
Wild,
dude. It's fucking wild. And the thing is, too, here's what kills me. Okay. A lot of these places have put in the kiosks now to order.
Yeah, so right? You're reducing labor.
You're reducing your labor right there. They can just be in the back. Fucking.
And there's now McDonald's where it's not even the kiosk. Now they have machines. You're using some kind of AI voice prompt to take your order. They have it at several locations around the valley. White Castle has it. I don't know if you've been to White Castle lately. And then there's machines.
White Castle's insanely expensive too.
There's machines making the food, and then it comes on a little conveyor belt and then delivers it at the drive-through.
I could just imagine the AI telling you you're fat while you're trying to order.
Here's the thing that kills
me. One for one person, fat Adam.
Here's the thing that kills me. I grew up in Indiana, right? And White Castle is huge back east, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
those were like 37 to 40 cent burgers.
It was the poor man food.
Yeah. Like I could go and get fucking 10 of those motherfuckers for $4.70. You know, and it's like I couldn't eat 10, but I mean like I could put away
seven.
That's fucking 30, dude.
Dude, the Crave box. Rob and I tried to crush one of those Crave boxes. We didn't, dude. Yeah. And we both waddled our... We went to the park and sat down like two fat fucks.
They're so good.
And we sat there with our Crave box between us watching
the... What a great fucking day.
Dude.
Bobby, why have we not done that?
Dude, we sat there on the bench.
The Crave cases are $142 now.
Yeah. And we sat there on that bench and watched the ducks at the pond.
God,
that sounds
fucking romantic.
We couldn't finish them.
Yeah. Did you finish him though?
No.
No, he didn't finish him either. Well, that's bullshit. That's a shitty date. That's a shitty date. One of us is coming. It probably won't be me. But
after a Craven case.
Yeah. I'm shit my cock.
Shit my... Dude, after that Craven case, I wanted to fucking roll my pants. Ass into the pond. Like I was
shit in the fucking lake.
It's so weird, dude. It's so weird because it's like the $20 an hour thing is so funny. Like it's funny to me. Because originally, fast food jobs were meant as a temporary thing. You're not supposed to. It's not a career.
It's still a temporary thing, even at $20 an hour.
Disagreed. Yeah. I think when we were in high
school. It's changed. When we were kids.
When we were in middle school, high school,
yeah.
it was quite different. I think that was the perception of our generation.
Okay.
However,
that could be it, yeah.
The generation before us, our parents, a lot of people that worked in fast food establishments were normal adult age people, and the cost of living was so much less back that they could be making, you know, $4.35, $5.35 an hour or whatever at a McDonald's job. And that's not even, I'm not even talking like a manager, store manager or whatever. I'm just talking you could afford to fucking have a car, a house, and maybe a kid, you know, a wife and kid. It's just the inflation in this country has gone out of goddamn control.
Oh, yeah.
And then the perception changes. Oh, you know, because then the boomers are like, well, those are only meant to be temporary jobs. Those are jobs you do when you're in high school or college. You show me a college kid that can afford.
Not a single fucker.
Let alone an adult aged person that's trying to raise a family.
I'd almost consider working there part time just so I can get free food at this point.
The thing
you're
is.
You're going to pay me $20 an hour and I get to walk home with some like extra fries.
Oh, wait, you mean like the leftovers?
I mean, I don't know, dude.
I cook my own at that point.
I could fuck for some Raising Cane's.
Beauty. I have fast food.
The thing is
on my resume.
You know, the college thing though is like, if I were to go back and let's say I was 18 right now, I would not go to college. I would go to like welding school or some shit.
Advice to the young kids out there right now,
youngsters out there.
If it were me, I would be going into a trade like electrician, plumber, welder. Irrigation.
100%. There's a show on Netflix. Killer Mike did, where he was going around the country, and one of the things that he had talked about with kids was like, "What are you going to be when you grow up?" And they're like, "President." He's like, "Get a different dream." Like, and he legitimately was telling these kids this. He's like, and he brought in like a woodworker and he's like, "Can you make this table?" And he's like, "Yeah, everybody's always going to need a table. You should probably learn a trade."
Yeah. Carpentry. And here's the reality. I saw a statistic about 2 weeks back because we've had several decades now of not enough people going into some of these trades, particularly electrician and plumber. You know, again, like we were talking before we started recording, 170 is the new 100.
Yeah.
Right. But some of those trades, you can be making 100 right out of the gate. Right. Yeah. But because there hasn't been enough people going into those trades, there's about to be a huge retirement that happens. Where we're not going to have enough plumbers and electricians. Sure. So when your shit breaks in your house and you don't know how to do it.
Yep. Who just did a thing on that?
Who are you going to call?
South Park. South Park did an episode on that where nobody, the whole, I forget the name of the episode, but nobody could fix their own shit. And the handyman.
It was
the
special.
Yeah. And they literally talk about that because my buddy a couple years ago graduated welding and went to like underwater, like welding, like legit
bank.
He made
bank
insane money.
Same thing. Not that I'm a huge fan of the oil industry because I'm not, but like someone working on an oil rig dealing with all that bullshit. Like there's certain trades. It's not sewage treatment, you know?
Not glamorous.
It's not glamorous.
But you can make some bank, bro.
Infrastructure.
Sanitation engineer.
Yep.
Yeah, infrastructure is important.
I think a lot has changed, dude. Like if I said, hey, man, I'm going to go work and be this fucking janitor over here, dude, but I'm going to make six figures. You'd be like, fuck, dude. Holy shit. Like, good for you. Like, there is, like, for me, I'm not judging shit.
A master of the custodial arts or a janitor if you want to be a dick about it.
Right.
Right. Like, but, like, you're right. I think we're in a weird area here where these trades are not getting filled, and at some point these people are going to stop doing them.
And it's going to get even weird. And the problem with that is if there's too much of a gap between those people retiring and the new generation, you're going to lose that knowledge. There's not going to be a mentor-mentee possibility, right? Sure. And then as all this AI and robotic shit, it's not going to slow down. It's only going to speed up. And John Stewart just did an amazing segment the other day on the Daily Show about AI. And he had all these little segments of all these CEOs. You got to pay attention. It's not just tech workers. It will within the next 10 to 15 years or less. I promise we are going to see the science fiction become science reality, and all those menial jobs. They're not going to exist. They are going to be replaced because the fat cats on Wall Street want bigger profit margins. They want margin expansion. And what is everybody going to do? It's going to turn into like the Matrix where we're fighting robots just to survive.
We're already doing that now.
Yeah, we are. But I'm just saying it's just going to get worse.
Can I be Neo?
Well, you can be Neo, and then you could fight Wendy's dynamic pricing changes as we're talking about fast food.
They backed out of that, by the way.
Oh, they did?
They changed
within 24 hours.
This was published March 4th, so I thought this was continuing.
No, 24 hours later.
That's a month ago.
Yeah, 24 hours later.
I don't know what day it is.
It's April 4th, my dude.
Yeah. It's April 4th.
Yeah, they got a ton of backlash on that.
Huge.
Like shit tons of backlash.
Okay, cool. Then never mind this story.
I mean, you guys remember when a double stack was 99 cents?
The best value in fast food is the Biggie Bag.
Well, McDonald's hasn't had a dollar menu in ages. I mean, for a while it said dollar menu, but nothing on there was a dollar.
No.
And it's kind of like, what was it? The dollar store. You can't go in there and get anything for a dollar. It's like the $7 store.
Yeah. It's wild. The thing is, nothing's going to change. It's not going to go down. None of this shit's going to go back the way it was.
It will change when the system finally collapses under the weight of itself.
Yeah.
Where people finally, I think younger generations see it. I think our generation is kind of in that weird spot where we absolutely see it. Capitalism as we know it has failed. It's absolutely failed. And I don't know what happens next, but it's not going to, I look forward to the days of Mad Max. That's when the fun begins.
Well, yeah.
I'm down.
You know who's been having fun for probably the better part of 3 decades and just got caught?
Puff Daddy.
Puff Daddy. Good transition.
All the fun.
I figure out how to.
Okay,
Puff, okay, for you guys that don't know.
Thank you, there you go.
Sean Diddy Combs, rapper and music mogul, credited with the launch of so many careers, is now facing multiple civil lawsuits accusing him of sex trafficking, sexual abuse, and rape. He had his homes raided in both LA and Miami simultaneously.
Sick. At the same time.
And what he did was sell all his stock, get on his private plane, and travel to a country that doesn't have an extradition treaty with...
Yep.
Guilty much?
And they didn't just go after him. They actually went after some of the people like in his immediate crew.
His drug mule and everything.
Yeah, and went and did searches on them as well. It was a coordinate. It was a dragnet.
So I saw a funny meme.
Go.
I saw a funny ass meme, and it was a picture from back in the day, and it was Biggie sitting in a chair, and you know Biggie's eyes are all.
Yeah.
Bobby sends it, and his eye is looking over like really fucked up.
He wasn't cross-eyed.
He wasn't he wasn't fucked. His eyes weren't fucked up. He had to keep an eye on Diddy at all times.
Well, that's a funny thing. Since all these accusations come out, you find all these like weird things of like Puff putting his hand on Mike Tyson's leg at a talk show.
And Bieber. And Usher.
And like all these guys. And then like the one with Tyson was kind of scary because Tyson grabs his hand and moves it.
Yeah.
Like,
don't
fucking touch me. And then 50 Cent's telling all these stories about how Puffy just like want to like take him shopping. Hey, man, we'll go shopping. Like everything's on me. Like trying to seduce like all these young rappers.
I mean, Bobby, if I said, hey, man, you want to go shopping? What would you say?
That's fine. We're friends.
Both y'all check your Insta because I just sent you both the same thing. It's related to this topic.
My God. Oh, my.
But he's being sued by his old. Now I got to look.
Right? You got to look, Bobby. You got to look.
Fucking stupid.
It's Diddy in his happy place.
All right. It's pausing the show to look at Instagram.
You're going to have to flash it to the camera because it's a good dumb one.
Bang it.
Oh, dear God.
There you go for those watching on YouTube. He's not naked, so don't fucking ban us.
I mean, honestly, man, nothing fucking surprises me anymore, to be completely
Well, it's just one of those things. Like last time we did our show, we did it on Oprah and how big of a piece of shit she is.
Yeah, she's a huge
and it just seems like anybody that has any kind of power over anybody.
That's the key. That's the key.
Seems to have this, and then like you go through and you go down this rabbit hole and you find out that they were friends with the Weinsteins and Epsteins and all this other fucking shit, and you know there's allegedly like this audio tape of Puffy fucking banging Mel Meek like in a fucking thing to where he would get everybody drugged up and everything else at these parties, and his ex bodyguard never took a drink because he wasn't a boozer guy, he was a smoker. And like he was recording like all these audio of all this shit that was going down. And it's just like, what the fuck is going on with this guy?
The thing is, like I said, none of this like surprises me. And it's so funny. I know, like, as you sit here or you sit at home and you listen to this and you want to say that, you know, if I had superpowers, if I had lots of money, I'd be a good person. And I'm sorry, but like the odds of you, like you're going to be corrupted.
No, dude. No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. Your Homelander.
Power.
Your Homelander.
Power. You would power be.
corrupts.
Can corrupt.
Yep, you'd be Homelander.
Absolute power can corrupt. I agree with that aspect. It can happen, but it comes down
to a high percentage, dude. And you can sit there and say that all you want, but you've never been in that situation. You don't know how you would react.
I know how I would react.
Are you telling me, Ryan, that like eventually we're going to hear somebody like charitable, like Mr. Beast is going to come out 20 years from now and you're going to hear like all this shit about
it? Wouldn't surprise me.
You shit about him? I'm just trying to think of.
I'm telling you right now, and I've said this before, if that Powerball that's still up for grabs, if I won it, first of all, y'all would get some.
Why would
everybody in the circle?
If I hit it, you guys.
Yeah,
yes,
everybody in the circle would get some,
yeah,
right?
Of course, yeah.
All of my immediate people would get some.
Yeah, your friends, your closest friends. Yeah,
absolutely. And then you'd have a choice. Do you want to come move someplace and buy a huge piece of land with my money, and we create a nice big compound, not like Waco, Texas, but like
I mean, sort of like Waco, Texas.
Sort of, but not quite.
Less Kool Aid.
Yeah, less Kool-Aid. More guns, less Kool-Aid. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And certainly no religious bullshit.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
But.
I don't need to.
I would disappear for a while and just travel. Like,
yeah, same.
I would unplug. Like, most people would never hear from me ever again, but the people in the immediate circle, we're going to create
a
fortress of solitude and defend that bitch. And if I can get enough people and enough land, and those people are willing to stay on that land for a certain duration of time, we could apply to the United Nations to get our own.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
That's a question.
I don't know what
that's
I would call it. But ideally, an island, but not Epstein Island. We'd create a better island.
Yeah, like a cooler island.
With dinosaurs.
With like people that are actually of age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And dinosaurs.
What's of age when you own your own country?
You can make your own laws. That's a good point.
No, we'll build a framework. We'll be our own founding fathers.
Like that. Yeah. Can we put our faces on the side of a mountain?
Goddamn right we will. Hell we'll have the money to do it.
Shit.
I'll hire the best sculptor.
Unless he's dead, because nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing. There aren't any sculptures.
We'll 3D print it. Fuck it. Yeah. Who cares?
We'll buy that machine that paints on the walls.
No, what we'll buy is one of those 3D printers that prints houses, and we'll just say, print our fucking heads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In concrete. Done.
Works.
Can you give me a better hairline?
Yeah. Can I get a better hairline? And maybe
Yanni.
Like,
you'll have Yanni locks.
Fuck yeah. I mean, with that kind of money, I could just go get my hair fucking put
back
in.
We'll get plugs.
Yeah, I'll go to Turkey
my
and get that shit done.
My jawline's okay. It's more of the giblet thing here.
The
that I would
giblet.
Like
to, dude, I just, look, man,
we'll have
I, just
an
want,
on staff.
I just want a little bit of favorable, you know, in the front, and then let's fix the rear.
Hair
and,
plugs.
I want Goku hair.
No, not plugs. No, they don't do plugs anymore. They do. It's
transplant?
It's like follicule replacement.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll do that.
They fucking pluck you like a goddamn. It's like Barbies.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. We got that kind of money. You and I can both go do it, Bob, together.
We'll have on staff lipo people. We'll have people with injections and Botox. Man, we'll look
goddamn plastic. We'll look,
are you making Barbie land?
Yeah,
yeah,
basically.
Dude, it's going to be awesome.
That's fucking great. But to your point, Bobby, about like Mr. Beast or whoever, it wouldn't surprise
whoever the next like person. Like, and again,
wouldn't surprise
not saying
me.
I know anything about Mr. Beast, but I'm just trying to think of somebody.
He seems
that
genuine.
About, genuinely yeah. like,
how about
charitable.
The, I haven't watched it yet and I need to, but how about the Nickelodeon documentary?
Oh, don't. Well, do watch it.
I want to watch it.
Do watch it. But, dude, it's a tough one, man.
Yeah, I know.
I started the Jared
again,
one, the Subway
nothing
fucker.
Nothing surprises me, dude. Like, at the end of the day,
is there anybody pure anymore?
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing, dude. I don't think so.
Well,
especially
but hold
in entertainment.
On. So that
except for Mr. Rogers, he
so
was
that
absolutely pure
is the caveat I was going to say, Ryan. You just nailed it. Every person we're talking about so far is somehow related to Hollywood or entertainment.
But I mean, we don't really hear about some other person. Like, I mean, we don't know if there's other people out there. We hear about these guys because they are Hollywood.
They're famous because they're famous.
Correct.
Sure.
And then you'll hear about the politicians. But you don't ever hear about the mega rich landowner that farms, you know, 800,000 acres. You don't hear about that
guy. No, because
guy.
That's positive. It's all about negative shit. I mean, look, I see.
No,
you.
No, what I'm saying is you don't hear about the farmer farming 800,000 acres and providing food for our country.
Right, because it's a positive thing.
Having a huge pedophile ring.
Oh
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never heard of that happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I
FFA
literally.
Doesn't really have a bunch of pedophile. Oh, you just knocked your camera.
I did. I
literally just sent you a thing about someone who lives in our fucking state doing the exact thing. And it's like, it was someone that. I had met multiple times. I'm sure you met in passing, but he's not a memorable person.
If I met him, it wasn't.
It was rare.
It rare and certainly didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize sure,
but
him.
Like there was someone that I had met multiple times from the costume cosplay shit that just got 20 counts of, you know, sexual misconduct with a minor.
Yeah.
And it's just gross.
Is there anything grosser?
Well, so no.
That's pretty fucked, I mean, dude.
No.
And I mean, I joke about it a lot, but it's just,
it's not, it's creepy. Dude, it's creepy. It's multiple of things.
Like
it's okay, creepy. What is weird.
What would be your bottom age?
Okay. No. What?
No. I'm talking like right in my
head. What is he going with this?
No. In my head, like, I would never date like an 18-year-old.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, not at this age.
I'm talking like early 30s. My rule might be my bottom.
My rule, there's a rule. It's half your age plus 7 is usually the rule that's not creepy. Okay. So if you take half your age, you add 7 to it.
So it's 107.
Jesus Christ. Are you going to Sun City to
get mold as shit?
So you take half your age and then you add 7 to it, and that's where it's not creepy.
I fucked up.
What is yours?
Well, I started dating Nicole when she was 19.
What was your age when you started?
30.
I forget.
I was 30.
Yeah, that's a little.
So I was three years.
Yeah.
We're also fucking a bunch of kids.
But I also
I'm not trying to justify it, but in my head, we're fucking kids.
I give a 2-year rule either way. So
I'm
like,
still broke because plus or minus,
because usually now, obviously, unless they're under 18, that's
so.
But what I'm saying is like, I usually give a 2 or 3. Like if I mine is let's see, so it's half a 30.
I mean, it's different because now we're older.
33.
Oh.
So now we're older. And so what I was going to say,
23
for me, the age thing, to Bobby's point, there was more women mature faster than men.
Sure. Absolutely. I 100% agree
and
with that.
Us as men, we generally lean towards more of the,
bro,
the
I'm
more,
16 in my brain.
We're more youthful, I would say, relative to our age.
Yes. Right? Because I've seen people that I went to high school with, and I am the black man of the high school. I have not cracked yet.
So there you go. And it's not even just physical. Maybe it's not just physical, but we maintain a youthful spirit.
Sure.
Right. And so for me and her, that still worked, but I broke a lot of my own personal rules that I had established because to our point now, at the age that we're at now, there's no way I could even consider anything below, to Bobby's point, 30 might be pushing it.
Yeah.
27 yeah. to 30, maybe.
So, like, for me.
And the reason I say that is,
like, have you seen Star Wars? Like, I don't know if it's an age thing for me. I want to, like, say it's questions. Like, do you know Star Wars? And
certainly,
like that.
Certainly sure. common interests, right? Sure. And that was one of the attractive qualities for her and I, right? But,
right, you guys
but
had
for
a lot
me,
of
it's
common
not even
there.
About that. It's about, I want somebody that has their shit together.
Sure.
They're established. They're financially stable. They can pay their bills on time.
Sure.
They can.
They're an adult.
They can clean up after themselves. Yeah. They can make food for themselves. They don't have to be a fucking 5-star chef.
They don't care if we use lube.
Yeah.
No. I still want them to care. But
if you use lube,
just have your shit generally together.
I usually like because I'm the one in this room that's dating pretty frequently, right? So like. I'm the same way. It's very much, obviously, it's difficult when, you know, I use my rule, right? But I'm also not going to be super duper like,
they're okay. my rules, I can break them.
Yeah, like, but I'm also not going to be like 2 or 3 years either way, right? Like, so I try to, but I also, I'll go on the date, and if I see, okay, like, so let's say they're younger than my rule, right? Or 2 to 3 years, like, so they're 23 or 22,
you
whatever.
Had the last young one work out.
Yeah. Not even go there. The point is that I can immediately tell if, like you said, they're mature, if they like the way they handle themselves.
I think as you get older,
sure,
what you're looking for certainly changes for both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
But especially at this age, right, you're going, certainly attractiveness is the first thing that catches
right.
your eye.
Yeah,
right?
That's the first thing usually, yeah.
But I would be asking very different strategic questions. And getting way beyond
sure.
that surface level.
Sure,
I want to know, what am I dealing with here?
But it's difficult. The dating pool now is really difficult at my age because it's either, okay, you have some sort of drama baggage.
Everybody's got a little bit.
Or you have 2 kids.
And that's the tough one.
That's the one that's difficult because
that's the tough one.
I've met so many really cool chicks that are like attractive, funny, and it's not that I don't like kids. And so don't get it twisted. I do like kids. It's just the problem is I have this weird thing of like, I don't want to jump into someone's starter family.
I don't think that's weird because you now, it's not even just starter family. It's like there's a weird social dynamic that happens between the parents of those children, and now you become like this
I'm a third party. Wheel, and it's really difficult.
It's weird
for me
that I'm like, I would rather have find a woman who's has a kid that husband is either deadbeat or dead.
No, I like, but it's also too
one less piece of the puzzle that I have to worry about.
So that probably wouldn't be a bad situation, but if that's not the situation and there's still active involvement,
yeah, that's difficult.
That's so challenging because you don't want to be put in this weird.
This
spot.
Sounds super weird too, but it's like the number of kids. Like
oh she has no, one, I don't think that's
she has,
weird.
If she has one kid, okay, I can get, I can. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
If she's got like 14.
Well, dude, it's like I'll go on these dating apps. Oh, I see a chick. I'm like, fuck, she's really attractive. I have 3 kids. I'm sorry, I'm out. I hate to be that way, but.
Well, and here's the other thing that has to be, and this may sound shallow or selfish or whatever, but you also have to think about your own financial future, right? And if you don't know the situation of the financial support coming in
for
those 3 kids.
Yeah, I'm not
and,
fucking
and
flipping
it's
that
one
bill.
Thing to go, I have to plan for my retirement and my ability to have my
yeah.
Now
I'm already paying for 1 kid's college. I don't need your 3.
Yeah.
Right. So
it's really difficult. And it's like, it's, you know, you have to weigh the, it sounds stupid, but you have to weigh the pros and cons. And it's like even the girl that I recently was dating, I enjoyed being around her. We had fun. Everything was good. The problem was, is I had baggage from the previous thing that happened, which Bobby mentioned, and it fucking ruined it. Mm. And which it sucks because I really liked the girl that I was dating. Like I really, really did. And the baggage was too much for her. I don't blame her. I'm not mad at her.
Yeah.
I totally get it. So it's like, it sucks, dude. It's a very difficult, you know.
It goes both ways. Like I said, everybody comes with some kind of baggage. Your baggage was unique in that it wasn't normal baggage.
No,
and it was not through any fault of your own.
No, it's just fucking weird.
You got dealt a bad hand on that one.
Bad timing.
But, you know, everybody's got something that they're carrying.
Sure.
Some worse than others. And
when
when
you're my age... When you're my age or our age, you know, you got baggage, you know, like I have baggage.
Something.
Sure.
It's just how much of that baggage are you still carrying and how much did you
just leave it?
What's the weight?
Yeah.
What's the weight?
Well, mine was about 127 pounds. that's what I got rid of.
Okay.
Well, give or take, it's gonna be a little less than that.
I was going to say here, I'm on Reddit still.
Oh, okay.
And
we went
just
on like 3 tangents.
Said, yeah. What's the craziest non-sexual thing you've ever done with a lover? My ex let me lick his eyeball. I wanted to know how it would feel.
Dude, I had a chick that I dated.
Licked your
butt. Ironically, it was
the sexual.
Oh, shit.
It was sorry. The one.
Is
that,
it though?
It was the one
Maybe
that broke my heart. And she had a weird thing where she liked to lick eyeballs, and she always wanted to lick my eyeball, and I would never allow it.
Dude, I can't put eye drops in.
Bingo, Bobby. I can't.
Like, I don't contacts because I can't touch my eyeball.
No contacts. I can't watch you put in contacts. I don't want to see needles near eyes. I don't want to see fingers watching chicks put on mascara or eyeliner. When we would put on my Joker makeup.
Yeah.
And I would have to have Randy hold me down to put that shit on because I couldn't do it myself. And even having her do it freaked me the fuck out.
It's really weird because I feel the same way about like when I had to put the contacts in for my Darth Maul costume.
Yeah, no.
It's very difficult.
No.
Like, because I don't wear contacts. So like even having to do that, like I don't have a problem doing it.
No,
it's
no.
just... It's
just you talking about it's making my asshole clench.
Okay, there's some funny ones in here. My husband in the early days of dating asked me after too many drinks if I've ever held a man's penis while he had to pee. I hadn't, so I did.
You ever done that?
Let her hold my dick while I pee.
Yeah. I've never held another man's penis while I peed.
I want to do it. I have to pee
while
really
you
bad
peed.
Right now.
I've never held another man's penis while I peed.
I really have to pee. You want to go do it? I do have to pee.
No,
right
I'm
now.
Saying, have you ever let a girl hold your dick while you...
No.
Nicole, there was one time a while back.
What, were you drunk?
Just drunk?
No.
Oh,
this was just she was in the bathroom. I think like maybe
she just walking and grab your wiener while you're peeing.
No, she was like brushing her teeth.
Was she aiming
getting
for
ready
you?
For bed? And I was in there and I just
she
started,
wrote your name.
And she
what's
was
your name? He'll write it on the wall.
And she was like, it's so weird. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, I don't get it. And I'm like, do you want, and she's like, yeah, I never have. And I'm like, get over here.
Aim for me.
So she's,
did she hold it like a pencil?
No, she stood behind me and she tried to hold it. And I said, that's not how you hold it. This is how you have to hold it.
She taught her how to fucking hold his
shit. Squeezing the shit out of it.
There, no, she wasn't squeezing it. It's just,
it shuts off the flow.
Like, oh,
to,
shit.
To Ryan,
like a hose.
To Ryan's point,
I'm over it.
There's a grip. There's a grip that you kind of have to get a grip. And she just didn't understand the grip.
Hand, like,
I'm more of something
like a cradle.
No, like, I hold index finger thumb.
So I'm
you're like a chopstick.
Yeah.
I hold my wiener while I pee.
My dick's so thin, it's like a chopstick, so it makes sense. So
I kind of just like flop it out and like lay it underneath.
I can't
like,
see. You got to show us.
Like, I'm showing the camera. Like this.
Oh, you hold like this. A cradle.
Yeah, like a cradle.
My dick's not long enough to do that.
Oh.
Well, it's mine. I pee on my hip.
So obviously, like, if you're listening to this, you're a dude. Everyone is different. I'm a grower.
Was that many techniques.
I'm a grower. I'm a grower, not a shower.
Okay, which hand do you use?
I'm right hand. So,
Bobby,
right-handed.
I'm a grower, not a shower. As I sit here, right? I'm not gonna pump. There was wood on camera. I'm not going to pump up that I have a huge dick, but I don't have a small penis when it gets hard. It's tiny when it's soft. Like, so I'm like, fuck. That's why I do the forefinger and the.
So
do you chopstick it?
So
I do. I have to.
So I'm a
I'm
lefty.
Piss on myself.
So I'm a lefty.
Oh, I'm
right-handed.
You throw right-handed, but you piss left-handed?
Correct. And I've always been.
What do you wipe your ass with?
Right.
Wow, really? Yeah.
I don't let my ass wiping hand touch my penis.
They are separate entities,
separate thing.
Doing different job duties.
Here.
Yeah, different job functions, dude.
That's funny.
But yeah, I'm a cradler.
So you hold like this?
It kind of like this, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just rest it.
I can't do that.
Yeah, just rest it on there. Yeah.
Unless there's a boner, then I'm going to push
down. Yeah, if I have like a semi, then I'm like, I'm going to sit down. I'm gonna sit down and hold my dick.
I can't even do that, man. It just sometimes hits everything.
Well, we don't have the sledgehammer like you do.
But what you can do is this little number, right?
Oh, this is good.
Steve puts his down in the toilet, and then
I've done that move. Yeah, yeah,
you gotta Steve like.
Puts his wiener. I love. You know what's funny? I love that as dudes, we've all done that moves of like what we're talking about. Literally, but we don't ever talk about
it. You ever seen that? You ever
it's
seen
not like it was taught to us? It's not like my
no,
dad.
You just learn it. Let me show you how to put your dick in there, son.
When you go and pee, you got to push your wiener down. Your wiener down while you pee.
I know you guys know this, and every man listening knows this.
This is so funny.
But I recently saw a video of a father testing his young daughter on this, and I thought it was so interesting because sometimes you'll see the meme. But it was
how to hold his wiener?
No. So like you walk into a bathroom,
okay,
and there's
three seashells.
There's five urinals.
fuck.
Right?
Fuck.
There's five urinals.
That's gonna wipe my ass.
Okay.
And which one do you choose? Nobody's at any. Which one do you choose?
Far right.
Okay.
And it's every other one.
And then you walk in.
Every other one. Yeah.
Right. And then, but if there is already people,
you have to go in.
If
the middle.
There's already people at. The odd ones, then which one do you go to?
Okay, so five urinals.
The guy who looks like he's about to shake to finish.
No, okay, so if there's five urinals,
you go pee in the
there's a first guy,
stall.
A middle, and a far right.
Yep. Which one
I'm
do you go?
I'm going between far right and middle.
That's the incorrect answer. I'm actually surprised you got that wrong.
Why? I'm just going to pee.
You go to the one closest to the door as your escape route.
Oh, why?
But it was funny because this girl, she
like,
was probably
I'm really worried about the mass shooter coming.
She was probably 14 or whatever, ish, 15 ish. But I was so I was blown away because
I'm pissing in the sink.
She instinctively got it.
There's
right.
A trash can.
He was so fucking proud of her. You could tell he didn't have a son. So yeah. Like, you know, this was his moment to have like that bond, whatever.
She goes and walks in backwards, a pee in the.
But I've seen this before because, again, if you walk in and there's, say, 2-3 toilets. And they're all being used up. You can't defer to a toilet.
I just don't think I'm not thinking that way. I'm thinking, okay, I just gotta pee. So whatever ones I just walk to, I go pee.
I'm not looking for escape routes.
Yeah.
Oh, I am.
I mean, I do for like other things
everywhere
for other things like
I mean, there's only one exit in a restroom.
Yeah, but like
but okay, you want to be the closest to it.
But to be completely honest,
first shot.
I'm saying you don't know what's in them stalls.
Well, the other thing too is though, like even the other day yesterday I went to the
makes
baseball
sense for a female.
I went to the baseball game. I went to the baseball game and I was like, I in any big situation with a big crowd now, I'm very like cognizant of like
situational awareness.
Yeah, well, it's just something that I try to do because
which one of these guys can I fight?
Well, it's not even that, fuck, dude. I just saw the thing. You know,
the hundred
people that got fucking shot in Russia. Like, I'm not fucking around with that shit.
No, that's a Putin execution.
But the point is like, I'm not gonna be a fucking casualty that's backed into a corner and gunned down. Like,
I have never in my entire life not. It, just because of childhood trauma and anxiety, as far back as I can remember, I always escape.
What's my route?
What's my route? Right. Where are the exits?
Yep.
And
I always sit with facing the exits, like in a
of course.
Restaurant. I get super uncomfortable
with your back to the wall, and it pisses me off that they put you someplace like next to the bathrooms or next to the kitchen or any of that shit where people are walking by. I'm always head on a swivel.
Yeah, it's weird, dude.
And people will be like, "Oh, you're that's crazy. That's weird." It's like, no, it's situational awareness.
Yeah, it's just being prepared.
We live in a fucked up world with fucked up people.
Yeah, well, and the weird, the most fucked up thing about it is we started with Diddy, ended up with our penis in the hands, and now we're worried about getting killed.
At least our penis wasn't in his hands.
That's true.
I'd be richer.
Oh, I'd be very rich. And I'd tell you all how I got my money. I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
But Diddy would be my bitch. I wouldn't be Diddy's bitch. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm not buying that with that 4-incher.
What? Not a 4-incher. Okay.
And hey,
Diddy be like, Ryan.
20's 20, right?
Ryan, you're holding my
bucks,
dick.
20 bucks.
Hey, I'd hold Diddy's dick to pee if it got me rich.
Hand job's a job, dude.
Can you claim unemployment when you quit, get fired?
What'd you get fired for?
So Bobby, is he still out of the country?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know. But our transition to penis talk was so much better, the way to end the show. So we'll do that. And thank you guys for listening to our TED Talk about how each of us holds our cock.
Bye-bye.